CEO.
Good evening and welcome to the 11th Hour Ministries. This is KCEO Radio AM 1000, and this is the 11th Hour Ministries, a Bible-based hour set aside for family time, folks to read the Bible, share the Word of God, share His love and His instruction. We're here to study the mystery of the gospel. We use the New International Version of the Bible here at the 11th Hour Ministries. There are many versions of the Bible, and we encourage anyone who is at home and is able to get a copy of their Bible to go ahead and do so now so that you can refer to your Bible as we go through scriptures here tonight. We at the 11th Hour Ministries are super clear that this is a miracle in motion. And the reason why we say that is because when we study the Bible, we're actually studying God's gift to us, the instruction from God to us, His gift to us of His words, His miracles in motion as far as His instruction to us. And we're so grateful that God has provided us with His word and His instruction. We've seen people's lives changed and altered forever because of the Bible and its instruction. And God's mercy and grace, we're here to revere our Lord. This is our way of showing Him that we love Him and we're so grateful to Him and we're so excited about what God does in people's lives that we want to share that excitement with you. We'd like to take phone calls this evening. So anyone who's interested, what we're looking to do is to just have interaction between folks who have a situation in their life where God has moved powerfully, perhaps, or there could be someone listening tonight, and we pray that there's someone listening tonight that has something on their heart that may be heavy or there's a burden on them or something of this nature. And so we would love to hear from a person who maybe wants to make an anonymous confession or just get something off their chest. And the phone number to call is 760-720-5236. Again, that phone number is 760-720-5236. Again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We're here studying the Bible tonight. That it's all about the 20th century application to timeless instruction through the Word of God, through the Bible. Here in the 11th Hour Ministry, we believe if it's in the Bible, we believe it, and if it's not, we don't. We feel that this is a really lost world in many ways, and that if it's anything is to be done to refocus us in this world to what is good and wholesome and to gain back what we believe Satan is stealing from our society, or those who honor Satan are stealing from our society. The only way that can be done is to unite in God's word, in His ways, and pray together as a team, as a united collection of people, or as God talks about in the Bible, as the body of believers, that the world as we know it can change. We'd like to see the immorality and things that are going on in this world that are on the of darkness. We'd like to see God change this world forever, and we're here to perpetuate goodness. This is a family-based hour. There won't be any obscenity. There won't be any violence and things of that nature. All you're going to hear tonight is pure love and truth and God's instruction. It's not about me, the sponsor. I don't know if you folks have noticed, but I don't generally use my name because I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a man who loves the Lord so much. My name is Mark, by the way, but as far as this program is concerned, this is all about God. It's all about His glory. It's all about His honor, and we're here to perpetuate His word and His truth. And once again, this is a bold new Bible-based program where we call it Keeping It Real. We're here not to have people's opinions taken in such a way that this is not to have people's ears tickled. We're here to tell the truth as it is, whether that is comfortable for us or not. Frankly, if we're in our comfort zone, we talked about this a few weeks ago, where generically we have to think that there's something missing in our lives as far as our walk with the Lord and what He wants of us to do, and how He wants us to live our lives. We don't have any sponsors here at the 11th Hour Ministries for this hour, and we're not asking for your money. There's a very good reason for that. That is that we're just here to, you know, promote God's goodness and share His love. We also would ask that if anyone doesn't have a Bible or needs to get a copy of a Bible, we would be glad to send you at no charge what's called the Bible Promise Book. It's the New International Version, once again. But it's a book that is pure scripture, and it's broken down into categories that will people can relate to in their lives, that each different category, if you're seeking answers to, for instance, anger, belief, charity, children, children's duties, comfort, contentment, correction, courage, death, enemies, all these different topics, and it goes on and on, and what scripture relates to those specific topics, joy, brotherly love, mercy, money. So if anyone needs a copy and does not have, we would be glad to send a copy at no charge. So email us at the11thhourministries.net, and we'd be glad to send you off a copy. It's God's truth, and we think it's that important that we're not going to ever let money stand in the way of God's truth and His promise. Once again, my name is Mark, and I belong to a church called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, for those who are in San Diego and North County. That church is in Oceanside, and we just want to let you know that, for instance, today we went to the service there, and Pastor Mike, I mean, what a just a phenomenal blessing it is to have a place where we can go to be with our family of believers, and share God's love. There was a man that was baptized there today, and it was just amazing to see God's works in this church today. Pastor Mike also has a program on Saturday mornings Saturday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. on channel KOCT-TV. If you have Cox Cable, it's channel 18. And that's the program that Pastor Mike does over the weekends here. But it's, once again, it's called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And I encourage anyone who's anywhere near the San Diego area, even if you're just coming in to visit, that it's imperative that you make your way over to the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. If you want to feel how God moves powerfully, where God's alive and well in a church dwelling, in a church setting, there's no question that God's alive and well in that church, and we're just grateful to be members and be able to share and serve in God's love in the church. Once again, we call it keeping it real. We do require, we actually encourage people that if there's an anonymous prayer request or any type of interaction that someone would want to get something off their chest, etc., that they could call the station, just say you want to be anonymous, and we'd be glad to honor that. And at this moment, we're going to take a call from a Stephen in Philadelphia.
Mark, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Stephen. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. Listen, I've been listening to your show for the past couple of weeks, and I've really been inspired to call in tonight because I just think that you've really afforded us an opportunity to take an additional time out of our life and to be conscious and cognitive of the love and desire that the Lord has for us to do well in our lives.
Amen.
And the more we're in commune with Him, and the more we're going to be successful in our lives, overcome the struggles and the hardships that He puts our way. And any time that we're we're talking about Him and thinking about Him is an addition to the peace and love that God can bring to our hearts. So I just wanted to call personally and thank you for sponsoring the show and for doing such a great work.
Amen, amen. And as we know, it's life without God is very lonely and dark and lost. When God comes into our lives, when we drop to our knees in submission to Him, and read the Word of God and follow His commands and precepts and decrees. It's God's gift to us, and He wants to share His love with us through the Bible and through the Word of God, and give us a new life. In essence, He gives us new life. Is there a time in your life, Stephen, where you feel that God has moved powerfully, or something where He's been clearly present in your life to change your life in any way?
Well, God's been in my life since birth. I was born and baptized in the Roman Catholic Church, and my parents were involved in the church, and a very strong movement in the Catholic Church that is actually born in Spain in the 1800s, I think, or before then, actually, called the Curcio. So I had a very strong background in, I was raised in the Catholic Church. Like I said, I was an altar boy. And there were times in my life where I found God to be very present and really recognized the responsibility that I have in bringing God to the forefront of my life, to utilize the Bible for study. And, when God is, a lot of times when, I recognize for me, I took God for granted sometimes, wasn't really paying attention to Him the way I should have, experienced some hypocrisy in my life, and I mistakenly turned away from the church and turned away from God because I just became complacent about it, if you will,
or worldly.
But there were times then where you recognize that without God there's no happiness.
Amen.
Even in times of great struggle, with when there are times when you would be unhappy, you would, with God, can become happy. And I've had some significant health issues, and I've had some struggles that have brought me to a place in my life where I've been able to be successful and able to overcome the type of sadness or the type of depression and anxiety with not only the love and support of my family, but also because I know that God loves me. I mean, there was no mistake. God is in charge. And that I recognize that if I do the best I can, no matter what that is, even if I recognize, hey, the best I can do today is not even get out of bed because I'm feeling so depressed or weak from health issues or something like that, what if I accept that? And this is the best I can do right now. And I know that God loves me, and I'm going to keep doing what I believe is the best I can do. I can't fail.
Amen.
I can't fail. So I really think that, there are what we can refer to like desert periods where we move away from the Lord and we move back and forth. And I think that's very necessary. That's a necessary part of growth. It's a necessary part of our, not only our spiritual life, but our human life also, that we move not only further, closer to our family, away from our family, back and forth, because the same as you're in a relationship with a person on earth, you recognize that there are times when you feel close to that person, there are times where you feel far away from that person. And when you feel farther away, you miss them. And that's how the relationship is grow stronger. And I think it's the same with the Lord. There are necessary times when when God puts us through situations where He draws us back to Him, because He is our Creator. He is our God. He is a person that we go to when we want to feel loved, when we want to feel supported. And I love the prayer of when the man walking in the desert or the beach, and he looks and he sees all the times in his life where he's walking along with the Lord, and he sees and he turns back, and the times in his life when he was really, really had hardship, he sees there was only one set of footprints. He turns to the Lord and he says, Lord, look back on my life, and I see where these times in my life where there was only one set of footprints, and it was times where I was the most difficult, the most hurt, the most weary, the most troubled, and you left me. And the Lord turned to me and says, son, they're the times when I carried you.
Amen, brother.
And that's the kind of love that the Lord has for us, and the kind of things that you're trying to help us to come to be more aware of, to be more on top of, to be more aware that, listen, the Bible is the book. It's the instruction book. I really loved last week when you went through that list of different things that you called the Bible, which was really funny. I got a big laugh out of that, which really, call it what you want, but it is the book of all books, and it is the exact thing that Jesus left us with to say, look, this is the way. Here it is. Not that hard.
Well, so, and the God clearly tells us that everything for a season, and as you were just saying, is that we can, get away with things for a season. We can be away from God for a season, but it's by our choice to do so, but that God also, he wants us, our God is a jealous God, the Bible tells us, and he wants our attention. He wants us to know that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. There is, every knee shall bow, says the Bible, to God, and it's just awesome to hear that, God has carried you through these times where it's an amazing thing. We went through that last week, actually, which was the footprints in the sand, and where God has literally been there carrying us when we thought he left us behind in our troubles, in our woes, and people just to know God is to love him, and to hear the vibrance in your voice for your love for our Lord is just awesome. And that's exactly what we're here for. We do encourage people to call in. And once again, Stephen, I'd like to get the number. It's area code 760-720-5236. Area code 760-720-5236. And give witness of their lives, just like you're doing now. I mean, this is the time where we get to spend revering our Lord and thanking him and showing him our gratitude for his works in our lives. And, just to be our God is an amazing thing, to know him and to walk it hand in hand with him. We're here to perpetuate love of God to in this world where a lot of the news comes through and it's very disheartening and difficult to see or know what's going on in the world, and to have a beacon of light. It's the only light in this world, and it's so awesome to know that our God is, he loves us so much that he's going to that he gives us his word to study and to revere in times of trouble, in times of every type of situation or incident that we would go through in our lives. God is here. He wants to instruct us on how to handle ourselves in all kinds of different ways and keep us on track for what is proper. And we feel here at the 11th Hour Ministries that our world has turned to a place where with man's choices or man's desire or man's way, that we're everyone's opinion is different than another's, and by the time a few people gather in a room, their opinions are going to always differ. And how can we have commonality in harmony if we don't have a rule maker, if there's not a set of rules to follow, if there's not a referee in life? And frankly, we feel that the Bible is the rules to follow. It is. We know that. It's the command of the Lord. It's the word of God. But, we feel that God's the referee in our lives for us and for our relationships with others. And so without a guiding or direction from a wholesome, pure entity of God, as powerful as God, how can this world function in a proper way? And that's one thing that we're very clear on here, and we're just so grateful.
One of the things, I'm sorry. One of the things is I agree that there are people in the world that have this time in their lives. Obviously, one of the things that's so amazing about the time that we live in is the kind of communication and travel of distance that we can have, when you think about back in the 1800s and the early 1900s even, early in the 1700s, where, we could get information instantaneously from across the world. And so more information is available to us, therefore we have more exposure to what goes on in different parts of the world and even across the street. I mean, we travel, sometimes people travel in a day more than people traveled in their whole lifetime, 100 years ago.
Amen.
And, it's just an amazing time that we're living in right now. and like the with communication systems that we have now, the cell phones. And I mean, think about it. We could call to the moon. We can, you know, like, so it really affords us with a lot more information. And I think that while there are people in the world, while there are people that are in situations and not following the love of the Lord, I was watching a television show this morning on one of the educational shows here in the Philadelphia area, with the History Channel, actually, which is nationwide, I'm sure, but it was talking about, you know, gang work, gangs, and being living in gangs, and all these horrific things that go on, and how these young kids are sucked into this lifestyle. And one of the things that was really amazing to me was that they were interviewing two or three of the men that started one of the notorious gangs in the L.A. area. And I won't mention the name or anything of the gang, but the thing that was amazing to me were these men that had actually done the most horrific things you could think of, stealing, robbing, raping, murdering, and also leading other people into that lifestyle, are now, one gentleman has a church of his own. He's been exported from the United States. He's in Guatemala or somewhere, and he now has his own church. So, and when you look at how God has impacted his life, and now he's living for God. And I remember that if you think of it in the Bible, the story of Moses. Moses was a soldier. Moses was someone who carried the lifestyle of similar to this gentleman and this gang. Now, Moses did a lot of great things. I am not someone that studies the Bible inside out and backwards. I do not study the Bible as much as I should. I, though, thanks to your program, have been studying the Bible more.
Amen.
And I think that the thing that my point is that I think that while we look at things in the world and we see things that are horrific and we see things that are awful, the things that we also see are the amount of love, the Bible teaches us, the amount of love that we have for each other, no matter what.
Amen, God.
Jesus taught us to love beyond the capability of everything else.
Amen.
That no man is beyond the ability no man or woman does not deserve to be loved. Do they deserve to be in jail sometimes? Yes. Why? To keep themselves safe and other people safe because they can't control their behavior? Yes. Do they deserve love? Yes. Do they deserve respect? On some levels, yes. At some time, yes. You know? One of the big issues, Mark, in the country now is the whole thing about exporting of citizens that are people that are not American citizens, you know? And I know your show is not political in that way, but my point is this, my thought about this is, how would Jesus handle that issue in itself? That one issue.
Wow.
Because it's huge, and especially, now you're in the California area, where the issue is very, very big. I'm in the Philadelphia area where actually one of the landmark cases started in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania decided to make a law where if anyone that either hires or houses an illegal alien will be subject to arrest or whatever, right?
Well,
one of the things I'm thinking is, okay, we've had all these years where these people have come. I believe the vast majority of them are hardworking citizens. Here's what I think, Mark. If I was in Mexico or I was in a third world country and I knew what it was like in America, I would want to go to America. I would want to be in America.
Well, that's right. What we do have, Stephen, is we actually, part of the program that we inspire here is we have the Constitution of the United States of America. And we are to follow, by way of the Bible, actually, God instructs us to follow man's law according to the world. And also then, what we say is that the Bible is God's constitution. And we all know that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Now, interesting, as you should say this, is we question is this God bless America when our country was built and we... our forefathers based this country's foundation on God being a very huge part of the structure or foundation of our Constitution, and even, you know, the inner workings of law and order in our country. And we ask, is this really God bless America, or is it becoming godless America. And when we see the wars and things where people are fighting over a chunk of land or dirt and you know, boundaries and things of this nature, it's clear, and God and Jesus clearly says that if a man asks you to go with him 1 mile, go with him two. And if he asks for your cloak, give him your tunic as well. And what that means is that God is, there's nothing, the Bible even says to us that we should love nothing of the earth. And people are so attached to the physical things or tangible things on earth, and they miss the point. The point is, we're all God's children. And exactly what you're saying is that the people on the street corners, we in San Diego right now have, they're giving street people, homeless people, they're giving these folks tickets for sleeping in the street overnight. Well, the question is, what would Jesus do? And we clearly know that our Lord is gracious and merciful and humble, and He loved the, Jesus came to save the sinners. And where He went to the lepers, He went to the sinners, He went to the not so pristine looking people on our planet, but in their hearts, the Bible says the meek will inherit the earth, and the folks that you're speaking of are the meek. And the fact that they have a fence up that says that these folks can't cross a line from one part of dirt to another, in my opinion, and that's what this whole program is based, by the way, on my opinion, that is, except for, of course, the scripture itself. So when I put my opinion out, I want to make that clear. But it's my opinion that we do it all wrong here in America. And yes, it is godless. It's becoming more godless America every day. The reason why is,
when you say your opinion, you're saying that just to make sure it's not the station's opinion too, right?
That is correct.
And I just wanted to make it, because it just sounded a little bit like, okay, but I just wanted to I got it correctly too.
Okay.
You're just making it your opinion, not the station or anybody else.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay,
but,
got it, yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is that here we, you know, frankly, if you really break it all down, we stole this country from the Indians. It's that simple. I mean, we can candy coat it any way we want, but the fact of the matter is that there were people who loved the land, who honored the land, who did no wasting of. Look at around at what America is. We're the most wasteful,
country.
Polluting. It's a society that's all about me, and yeah. Now this green, you know. This movement of green and save the whales and all this. Save the whales? Those poor whales were here a long time before we were, minding their own business, and look what we've done. So the question is, how do we show up for God? How do we, you know, give God our greatest thanks? And that is to go back once again to the Word of God. When you were speaking about, you know, there's a time or a season in life, in Ecclesiastes 3:2, it clearly says to us, and actually it starts at Ecclesiastes 3, a time for everything. There's a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And this scripture, you know, basically outlines exactly what you were saying, and that's the key. Everything in life, there is a scriptural application or something we can refer to in scripture that applies to every single thing we think, do, say, and how we present ourselves to this world. And, you know, it's very encouraging that you have God, you know, that you care that much. This is what we're supposed to be, our brother's keeper, and that you care as much about what direction that our country is heading, which direction, you know, people are turning to. Is it really God bless America, or is it God less America? We're here to make it more God bless America. That's the whole purpose. But you can't have God bless America without the Bible and the instruction through the Word of God. And that's what's so encouraging and awesome about this.
And the other thing I like about Mark is, I think it's like the other thing is you encourage people. Where does it start? Like your question right now is like, where do you start? What do you do? Well, like you say, you start in the home. You start with your own family.
Amen.
You know? And
Amen.
With each one of these individual things, like I know with your own family, you must be really helping them and teaching them this is the way to live our lives. So what do you do on a small scale? But when you do it on a small scale, it becomes enormous.
Well, there was a movie that's called Pay It Forward. And
yeah,
I highly encourage everyone listening to, you know, to get a copy of that and watch. It's called Pay It Forward. And it's Kevin Spacey's in the movie. I mean, it's just a great, wholesome family movie. But there's a principle in this movie that we are trying to perpetuate, and that is a random act of kindness to a perfect stranger. When in this world do we focus on the person next to us or the person down the road, and that we care about each other, that all the wholesome ingredients of what God wants of us are in action? We can sit by. We talked about being couch potato Christians, and that's not to be disrespectful to anyone. It's that term has been brought to my heart to share with others to provoke them in thought to where we're slipping, where are we lagging back in our society, and what's going wrong. Is that without perpetuating good, without doing the right thing, and that means each one of us every day looking for a place to serve. The Bible says that if whoever wants to be first needs to be last. And Jesus came to serve, not to be served. If there was ever a person on the planet Earth who was to be served like a king, it was Jesus. But yet, he had no house. Jesus was homeless. Imagine that. He wandered through territory and shared the good news. And so, in a case where here we are, with all these fancy people with houses and cars and, you know, the way our society is going, why are we not going to break it down, going back to the basics, which is to serve one another in love? That's a command of God. And that's what we're here to, you know, once again, to bring to people's attentions. We are to share His love and serve one another in His love, which, of course, it is imperative that the Scripture is included in that. And the Bible itself is, there's the Old Testament and the New Testament. And here at the 11th Hour Ministers, we encourage people who don't know the Bible at all to start at the New Testament. This is when Jesus came to the earth, and the New Testament starts with Jesus. And it's more user-friendly or easier to absorb or palatable, if we may say, for those people who don't have a clear understanding of the Bible and what awesome truths are in there. And then there's also, we would encourage people to read Psalms and Proverbs. So from the center of the Bible on is the easiest way to develop a relationship with God and to get into the Bible and start to read. Proverbs is a bunch of short little segments or statements made by all the men who love God so much and God bless them to be a part of His Word in the Bible. And so these are places that were super encouraged for people to seek the answers with God through. And once again, you know, Stephen, this is all about our Father God and our gratitude to Him, the love we have for Him. And the reason why this program is put together, we do thank you for calling, and we pray that God would continue to move His miracle in your life in such a powerful way that you become a beacon of light, and you are, it sounds as though you already are, a person who, you know, let God's light shine through you and let people see Him in you and allow the Word of God to do its work. And that's where the critical part of this show is that we don't stop at our opinions or our feelings. We go straight to Scripture and back up our lives and what God has done for us in our lives through Scripture, for God's Word to do the work in our hearts, to cut our hearts, to soften our hearts. Instead of this world of hard-hearted people, we would like God to do the work of cutting people's hearts. And so once again, Stephen, God bless you. Thank you for your call, sir. And we pray that God would keep you healthy and strong and let the light shine through you, my brother.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Take care. And so that was an awesome call from Stephen there. I'd like to share a scripture here with all of you. And then this starts in Ecclesiastes. And this was just brought to my heart with this conversation that we just had with Stephen, is Ecclesiastes 2. It starts off, this is Saul had in his life, he had everything a man could want. He owned it all in a man's world of tangible things and things of that nature. So I'd like to share the scriptures, something very profound here. Pleasures are meaningless. I thought in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is foolish. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself up with wine and embracing folly. My mind still guided me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was worthwhile for men to do under heaven during the few days of our lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves of flourishing trees. I brought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired men and women singers and a harem as well. The delights of the heart of man, I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. And so what does the scripture tell us is in our lives, in our world, we pursue the happiness of life. But do we ever achieve happiness in life without God? No. And that's what that scripture represents. Is this is a man who had everything worldly you could want, but in the end he realized without God in his heart, without the scripture, he had nothing. And now we're going to take another call from James from Pennsylvania. Hello, James.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. And thanks for your program.
Thank you. Thank you. It's
you know, I've been listening for a couple of weeks, and I just have it on my heart to just share a couple little things.
Please do.
At the end of this month, I'll be 50 years old.
Mm.
And I've been struggling with a lot of different things over the years. About 10 years ago, my wife and I were married for 11 years. We were separated and eventually divorced.
Mm.
And you know, during that time, it was very difficult. I'm very thankful that you know, through the support of Christian brothers and sisters, and you know, family members and friends and church people, I was able to come out on the other end. You know, stronger and wiser.
Amen.
And my children as well. You know, I have two boys that are 20 and 15, and they're both very much in love with the Lord and have a hunger to read the Bible and study the Bible and to walk in His way. And it's it's been a great experience for me. And what I found for me was that there was three choices that are the most important to make in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just there are three questions, and you know, it's who's going to be your master.
Amen.
I guess is the first one, you know, and then the second is going to be what's going to be your mission, and the third is who's going to be your mate, you know.
Wow.
And when we can answer all three of those questions with in integrity with God's purpose for our being, then it doesn't matter what happens around us or what goes on. You know, we walk in His blessing and in His peace.
Amen.
And He doesn't promise us happiness. He promises us eternal, internal peace.
Peace and joy.
Right, peace and joy. An eternal life, but not. Amen. He doesn't say that it's going to be a bed of roses. He doesn't say we're not going to get sick and everybody's going to live happily ever after.
Actually, he tells us that we will suffer trials and tribulations of all kinds,
right,
but that we're to consider it a pure blessing because it's refining our character and it's building our perseverance.
Amen.
And so it sounds like you've had experiences in your life where you've been sort of pressed down or beaten down in some ways by, you know, the world and the worldly things that we get involved in, but yet
you get caught up in, absolutely.
And you've reached out for God during those times, and He's been there, and He's taken you from, the Bible says that He'll reach down into the mud and mire and pull us up. And
The funny thing is that God never leaves me.
No, he never did.
It's like He's always right there behind me or over shadowing me or on top of me. It's always that I turn from Him.
Amen, brother.
You know, and it's not a long walk to get back. All you need to do is turn and look up and say, I'm back.
Amen.
But He never leaves. He's never left me. It's always been me leaving Him.
Indeed.
You know, and then, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Who's going to be my master? You know, it's Jesus, you know, and God. God is my master. And my mission is to do His will.
Amen, brother.
You know, and my mate is, as a matter of the day after my birthday is my first wedding anniversary for my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two mates in my marriage. And my wife and I have an agreement that God is the focus of our marriage.
Gotcha.
And that we agreed before we were married that we would individually work on our relationship with God and then share that with each other. So it's a triangulated.
Indeed. That's...
If you picture a triangle with God at the top and us at the bottom, at the two other bottom points, as we get closer to Him, we draw closer to each other.
Amen. God being the center of your marriage.
Absolutely. And, and I'm a blessed man.
Amen.
I have all the wealth in the universe is mine, and no one can take the wealth that I possess away from me through any kind of recession or, whatever happens with the economy, my wealth stays with me.
Well, that's because you're
saying... And I take it with me to the grave.
And you're speaking of the wealth that God has put in you, that is everything that is not of the world, everything
right.
that
Amen.
Is of God and His mm-hmm. promises to us and His purpose for our lives. And that's, the Bible says, to store our treasures in heaven and not on earth where they will rust and fall away. And and also, according to your statement, that you are separating yourself from God and He's always there. There's a scripture that correlates to that, and that is in Isaiah 59. It says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor is His ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. And so it only takes one sin to separate ourselves from God. But we do that. We choose our way in life. We choose who will be our master, or who we will honor or be slave to, or surrender to in each thing we think, in each thing we do. And we're to be refined. God, Bible says that we're to be refined like silver and purified like gold. And it's up to us each day that we wake and everything that we think and do. We're either, Jesus in the Bible says, you're either with me or you're against me. And it's very clear that every single thing we do either honors God or not. Everything we say is all about God or Satan. You're either on one side or the other. Jesus says, you're with me or you're against me. There's no in between. Make no mistake about it. There is a real God. And this is no joke. This is the reason for this program is we're here to help people understand that in our interactions with each other, our thoughts and our Bible says that God reads the attitude of our heart. So the Lord in our sleep, when we're sleeping, reads the attitudes of our heart. He wants to know what our what team we will be a part of, what team we choose to be on. Is it the good guys or the bad guys? It always goes back to the same thing as ever was and ever will be, which is good versus evil, dark versus light, function versus dysfunction, happy versus unhappy. These are all the things of timeless challenge, yin and yang. That's the way our world is designed. And so it's up to us to, you know, honor our Lord, and he will bless that. But we need to turn to him first. God is going to allow us to, as Stephen earlier was saying, to wander for a season. If we choose to separate ourselves from God, he's brokenhearted, and he watches us go off into the shrubs and get caught up as a lamb out of the flock, entangled into, you know, the weeds or the shrubbery, and thank God that he has enough grace and mercy to allow us to go there and to still allow us to come home to him again.
Amen.
And so thank you, James, for giving a call.
Thank you.
A beautiful, we just pray for you tonight that God would be moving powerfully through you again, once again, that God would use you as a symbol of his love, as in your marriage. And the thing that moves me the most is that if your children, the Bible says that to share this instruction with them early in their lives, and it will never leave them. And so it obviously that you have done so, and God is blessing that in a huge way. And the stakes couldn't be higher, because not only your own life, but let's keep it real and get out of our selfish, you know, thought pattern, as usual people do, and say, this is about our children's 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 children.
Amen.
The generations to come will be affected by the behavior of us in the here and now. And so I applaud you, sir, for your willingness to stand up against the schemes of Satan, as the Bible says, and the times when the storms have come. You have been, I'm sure that with yourself and Stephen, who called earlier, that our Father is well pleased, and that he has a smile on his face right now saying, job well done, my sons.
Amen.
And so we pray for you and your family, sir, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Wow, pretty powerful. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, a Bible-based hour that's, you know, put together for people to share their truth and their love with the Lord. We're here to share Scripture with each other. The phone number here, 760-720-5236. Again, that number is 760-720-5236. This is the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio AM 1000. We also can be heard on kceoradio.com for those who may be traveling or don't have, you want to call a family member outside of the hearing area of San Diego here. We are in the North County of San Diego, and we super encourage anyone who's in the San Diego area to consider heading to the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside for some ministry. This radio program is put together for what we consider and we look at as being an appetizer, hopefully to the folks who are listening, but only just a sort of appetizer type scenario, because truly, if you want to have a great inner working relationship with our God, you need to be part of a Bible-based church, one that follows the instruction and correction of the Bible to the letter. And one of the things that we super encourage is that people have to be very careful that their church have the certain criteria that God asks for through the Bible. So some things to look for as their fruits you will recognize, when the Bible says. And so some of the key ingredients of a church that you know is doing things right would include the following. And this is something that the Lighthouse Church follows to the letter of the law, according to the Bible. Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, who died to pay for our sins and rose again to give you eternal life. We need to repent from our sins, that we would ask Jesus Christ to come into our life and be the Lord of our lives, that we would confess Him as our Savior, that we would be baptized through immersion, as the Bible instructs, and that we would follow Christ, letting Him lead through His Holy Spirit and His Word in our lives. And so once again, here in the North County, there's a church called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. They have a program on KOCT-TV, and that's Cox Cable subscribers on channel 18 at 12:30 on Saturday afternoons. And so, as we were getting into with Stephen earlier, was that the Bible, and I've put a few terms together for this, but it's something that I feel that we're here to have fun with our relationship with our Father. I went, as an early young person, I went on early in my years to churches that were stuffy, and I didn't feel that I was being fed, and it was just going through the motions for me. And that's a very troubling situation, and one of the reasons why this program's been put together, because our God is our Father, and He wants us to have awesome interaction with Him. As you're, just imagine you and your child, or you know, if you're a child, how your parents, how much they love you, etc. And so a few terms that have been put together for the Bible is, according to what its purpose in our lives would be, is consider it a me maintenance manual, or God's care kit, or a couple's care kit. My challenge to everyone who's listening is that any dysfunctional person, any person that's in trouble or in peril or turmoil or pain or any of the type of verbs that you would like it to attach to how things are improper or unhappy in one's life, that give us an hour and we'll straighten it out via the Bible, because there is instruction through the Word of God that can turn a person's heart from hard to soft in an instant. And we truly believe that it's a miracle in motion, and by the Word of God cutting our hearts, for anyone with an open heart who's living a life that is not feeling comfortable, or if there's a void in their hearts or something that's missing, then we would challenge you to give a call to our program this way, to show that our God is awesome and He works in powerful ways. The Bible says the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. And so we just ask that whoever may be hearing this, and if they know someone who has a relationship that's failing or what kind of trouble is in their lives, that they would encourage them to call in, and we can assure them that there is a scripture that would apply to that specific person, and that within an instant, God can change a heart. There's an old song, I Did It My Way. And the question is, how's that working for you? Do you know anybody who, I used to call myself the Iceman. Do you know anyone who is like the Queen of Mean or a man-eater? Somebody has the Great Wall of China built all the way around their heart from troubles in past relationships or things of that nature. Someone who's built the Fort Knox around their feelings or emotions. Someone with an emotional shutdown. Someone who's lost their moral compass or somebody who's lost themselves. Early in my life, I had my first encounter with someone of the opposite sex, and unfortunately, I was not married at that time, and the person, within days of that event, turned to me and said, "You lost your sparkle. There's something missing out of your eyes." And I truly believe that that's where I turned God away from me. I lost my innocence and my dignity and my accountability. And maybe there's someone out there who feels guilt or shame or, you know, there's so many different feelings that go along with where God is not the center of our lives and the Bible is not being followed by its decrees and commands to the letter. And the Bible clearly says that we reap what we sow. And so we have to understand is that the Bible says whatever measure we use, it will be measured to us. And so tonight we challenge you to search your own heart. This is a program that's put together for people to understand that they have to face God one way or another. Our God is real. And he will not and cannot be mocked, and he will not be denied. And so we encourage you to seek your own heart for what your sin of choice is or what you're slave to, and ask that you would surrender that over to our Lord. Our God's promise is that he will give us a new spirit, a new life, that he will make you a new creation. He'll head you in a new direction. He'll give you a new outlook on life, with new awareness. And most of all, the most amazing thing about our God is he gives us new hope. He turns us from lost to found, out of the darkness and into the light. And so with all that said, tonight we are just so grateful that God is in our lives, and the 11th Hour Ministries has been put together for people who love the Lord to just share his truth. Once again, there are no sponsors here. We're not asking for your money. If you don't have a Bible, we encourage you to go to 11thHourMinistries.net and just drop us a line, and we will send you a copy of what's called the Bible Promise Book. And it's all the different topics in life that we can relate to and the scriptures that have been extracted from the Bible, put into a small book, and it's just a great resource for even folks that already have Bibles and are walking with the Lord. The Bible Promise Book is a great resource to refer to on a daily basis. The more scripture that we read, the more we understand our Lord. Jesus says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And what he means by that is, if we're going to eat three meals a day, why would we not go to our Father and love him three times a day by the Bible, through the Bible, and reading his word and his commands? And so tonight, in closing, I would just like to thank anyone who's listening tonight, and we encourage people to you know, let someone else know about this program. We'd love to hear from folks for any reason that something's on their heart, if they want to share God's powerful moving in their lives, and we pray that God will continue to bless our country. God bless this country. God bless the people in our country. We are proud for those who are moving forward in his kingdom and in his word. And we just encourage the Bible being read, being loved and cherished, and our God the same. So with all that being said, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we love you with the love of the Lord. Good night and God bless.
AM 1000, KCEO, Vista, San Diego.
Independently owned and operated by the Astor Broadcast Group.
I am CRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. A consensus is emerging that the best way to give Florida's Democrats a voice in electing a candidate for president may be a mail-in primary. Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean tells CBS's Face the Nation it's actually a very good process. The party is trying to find a way to seat delegates from Florida and Michigan whose state parties violated DNC rules. Chinese police say they've broken up a terror plot targeting the Beijing Olympics, and officials also say that in a separate case, a flight crew foiled an apparent attempt to crash a Chinese jetliner. An Associated Press probe has found pharmaceuticals in the drinking water supplies of more than 40 million Americans. They include antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, and sex hormones, as well as over-the-counter pain medicines, but the concentrations are said to be tiny. Spain's opposition conservatives are conceding defeat to the ruling socialists in the country's general election. The Socialist Party won despite worries about